Thank you.
Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,980, Pentecostal Church of God of Lincoln Incorporated, seeking variances from the side yard setback and a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure for an office. Sections 115-23, 115-25, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Bethesda Road, Route 326, approximately 1,580 feet south of Doe Bridge Lane. The 911 address is 27071 Bethesda Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, map 11, parcel 40.01. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 5.05-foot variance from a 15-foot side yard for a proposed addition, and a 5.35-foot variance from 15-foot side yard for a proposed addition, as well as the special use exception for the mobile home as an office. We received zero letters of support, opposition, or mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
You say you brought some of your congregation with you, huh, tonight, or is that family? Family?
No. Uh-huh. Congregation, four of them.
Oh, okay. They better be if they're a family, right?
All family.
And I guess before we get started, I didn't catch Ms. Walls. It looks like there is another variance on the west side of the property, northwest side there, that 0.86.
Yeah, 0.86.
So it looks like we got three different side yards and then the special use exception. Is that right?
Yeah, it looks like the septic tank is encroaching.
Okay.
Above ground or below ground?
Is that a septic? It says first.
Is that a septic?
It says 3.88 septic encroaching in the neighbor parcel. A 5.0.
No, the other side, the northwest side.
Oh.
It says first yes. Something building.
It's the main building, right? And then addition? Is that the only one?
The note we have here just says 0.86 from 15 foot required, so.
For existing building.
Depending on the size of the building, and I just don't have my scale, we may have taken that off if it's less than 600 square
okay,
feet.
I got you.
So if it's less than 600 square, we probably noted it, but if it's less than 600 square feet, and we can go grab a scale to triple check that.
Very good. Correct. Just want to make sure we're missing something. Thank you.
Okay, so we got three. Is that correct?
Yep.
Two.
Oh, okay.
5.05.
Right.
5.35.
Right.
And the 86 is what from
existing building, it says.
On the other side.
On the other side.
Well, that's what I'm looking at. 0.86.
Yep, that one.
From 15 feet.
Right.
Yep.
0.86 from 15
feet. But we may. She's going to scale it out because it may not be needed because the building
okay.
may be too small.
I was looking at three.
Yeah, so it may be allowed to be closer. So. Oh, sorry about that, sir. We were just trying to clear up a little housekeeping.
Oh, dear.
I knew there was three there.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Why do they keep saying, I was bad enough at 85 years old that they keep saying, I say three and they say two.
She thought she might drop it.
Oh, okay.
20. I think it's 20 by 24.
Okay. If it's that size, then it would be under. It would be okay to be where it's at and there would be no variance. So thank you for clarifying that.
All right, sir. Do you want to?
So it is dropped, Jamie.
Explain to the board.
It sounds like it's not needed based on his testimony, but I know Janelle's going to scale it just to verify.
Yes, my name is Medford Freshwater, and I'm here for variance for addition onto our church, which is going to make it handicapped accessible. And when we first added on, it wasn't built to be handicap accessible because it was back in 88 or something like that, I think it was. And so we want to add on to make it handicap accessible because we have handicapped people at the church right now. So. And with the trailer that we moved in, we got a permit to move it in, and that's all we thought that we needed. We didn't think we needed any, because we just used it for Sunday school classes and meetings.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, right, if I might, I might be able to speed it up with some questions if that would be easier for
you. Okay. Go ahead.
Just looking at this, because we have two things in front of us, one of which is the variance and one's a special use exception. The mobile that was put on there, when was that placed on the property?
81, something like that.
Oh, so it's been there quite a while.
Yeah, it's been there a while.
Have you had any complaints from neighbors about it?
No.
Okay, what's in the neighborhood around it?
Well, we got a house on each side, and got a tax district. One on the would be facing the church would be on the left hand side. It's a tax district that runs from
okay.
to Pawnette, and on the other side is our neighbor. He said that.
No objections to it.
No objections at all.
Okay. And as far as the variance standards, it's your position that the property is unique because of its shape and the miry branch that runs alongside it?
Yes.
Okay. And it's difficult for you to build that handicap ramp anywhere else in relation to that building. Is that true?
Right.
And that's necessary for you to reasonably use the property so your handicapped parishioners can
right.
visit there.
Make it accessible. Okay.
And you believe it's not been created by you, it's been created by the uniqueness of the property?
Yes.
And that ramp won't alter the character of the neighborhood, I presume, is that right?
No, it won't.
And it's the minimum variance to afford relief, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Are there any, because of that branch, has the property got some unique features as far as the like, slope towards the branch or anything?
Yes, it all slopes towards the branch.
Is the rear of your property wet? There's wetlands back there?
So
a large portion of your property you couldn't even build on if you wanted to?
Right, in the back there we can't.
I thought that may be the case. Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Are there any further questions from
any members? One question. What's in the trailer? The trailer now, it's gutted?
No.
What do you got in?
We use it for Sunday school classes.
Okay, but just for classes?
Yeah, meetings.
Okay, thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow.
Ready.
Oh, you stood up twice. Nah.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,980. The applicant has addressed the criteria for a variance, the uniqueness of the property cannot otherwise be developed, and they're not created by the applicant and will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and this is the minimum variance to get relief.
And the special use exception?
And the special use exception. My goodness. Thank you so much.
Oh. Okay. Do I have a second to that?
Can I get a second to that?
Right. Yes, I have. Got one down here. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 11,980.
Well, the special use exception now, okay?
And the special use exemption. Okay?
All special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay.
took care of the variance, took care of the adjustment, right?
Ms. McGee still second the...
Yeah.
She's still seconded it, though.
Yeah. All right.
Both of them? Okay.
Yeah, she's going to second both of them. So all those in favor? Okay, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Conway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, excuse me, case number 11,980 has been approved for the variances and the special use exception.
Give me a chance.
Okay.